Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is a beautiful day that the Lord has made. The morning is sweet and serene. Everything is just beginning to pick up its pace, unless you live in Atlanta. The pace is always picked up. But the morning coming in, nothing changes how it rolls in so sweetly. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. They say it's going to be a hot one on this side today. Hallelujah. But we can remain cool. Drink plenty of water. And just remember that it is the Lord God who's covering us. Ah, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, saints of God. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a wonderful day. Everything that we need for this day has already been prepared for us. So we can lean and depend and trust in our God that He makes all things new, all things sweet, and all His provisions are brand new. Hallelujah. So we just rest in knowing that He's in control of everything. And the joy that we have knowing that our God is with us and He will never forsake us nor leave us. Oh, it's a great day. It's a wonderful day. And I'm just excited. I guess I'm always excited. I appreciate the Lord allowing you to come and be with me every Tuesday morning. And I really don't take it for granted. And yes, we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, prayer first. And it's like the dew in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I was sitting here just going through the scripture before it's time for me to come on. And then I just got so engrossed in the scriptures. The scriptures are sweet. The scriptures, oh my goodness, they are alive. They are alive. And they answer the questions that we may have in life. We don't have to pick up the phone. We can just pick up the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The dew in the morning time. Ah, the blessings that God has given us for our day. So many things that we overlook. We so reaching for this, for that. We're so reaching. This is going on. That is going on. That we miss the sweet, sweet provisions that God has laid out for us already. And if we just open our eyes and see what He has done, what He has provided, oh my God, oh my God, you're capable of inhaling on your own. And to those who may be sick and can't do it and they need help, can thank God for the assistance that we have. Oh, it's sweet. Oh, it's sweet. Hallelujah. Food on the table. Hallelujah. We just go by, hurry up, do this, grab that piece of toast. Let's go, I'm late. And God, I thank you for the piece of toast. It's sweet. Everything that He does, eyes to see, ears to hear, oh my God. And when He's speaking to us, so often we're looking, oh, we're wanting this great big show so we can brag and tell people. But how did He speak when we look at a flower? And in the quietness, when we allow the quietness to rest in our lives just for a moment, the peace. And you're, how can I have peace? I got to do this. I got to do that. Just slow it down And don't miss. Don't miss the dew in the morning. It, you know, it really denotes a truth. And it when we stop and look and realize that God has already provided everything that we need, and when we open our eyes and trust Him, how I was is satisfying. It just feels, it feels like dew. It feels so refreshing and renewed. Our spirit just leaps. Hallelujah. With confirmation. And then to have that morning state. Morning is my favorite time of the year. I mean, the day. Everything is so sweet and still and soothing. Oh, I love it. When we begin to stop and just, often people say, smell the coffee, smell the roses. But when we just stop and become more grateful for all the wonders that God has already provided us with, that we can see. And then, excuse me, for the things that we can't see. Our God is so good. Yes, He is. A steady hand for the surgeon. A clear mind for the doctor. A challenging spirit for the professor. Hallelujah. Glory be to His name. Touching the intellectual minds of man. Glory. We don't have to scheme. We don't have to plot. We don't have to do any of that. God gives promotion, and God put up, and He sets down. No hassle about it. When change comes, we accept the change. Yes, it can be disappointed because we begin to resist and not stop and realize God is in control of this. It's His plan. Nothing happens without God giving His permission for it. So I have the strength, the knowledge, and all that I need to go to the next place. You're talking about the next level. We tell God what the next level should be like, that there should be no process. It just should be smooth sailing, but that is not the case. God's will, God's way, God's time, God's plan before the foundation of the world. So if we just step into it, we can relax, let go, and let His wonderful good come forth, because He is our strength. The Almighty God is our strength. I'm just saying. So we need to relax. It helps the heart, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, when we begin to just let go and let God. Hallelujah. It's about letting go and letting God. Hallelujah. Be what? Be God. Hallelujah. Just let God be God. And just walk in it. Be able to do, go outside some morning. And you know what? Very few of us pay attention to the dew, the city dwellers especially. How often do you stop and look at the dew in the morning time? Most of us don't even give it a thought. Oh, look at this on my shoes. My shoes got wet. Oh, you know how much money I paid for these? What is this? Huh? A sweet reminder of the presence of the living God, how He has already provided for you. You can always wipe them off. I don't step in it at all. Just observe. Hallelujah. Well, now, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, what we're going to do this morning, as we always do, we're just going to get into the Word, and let's just go and hear what the written Word has to say for us today. Well, we know we have some scriptures that's just our every Tuesday scripture, and one of those scriptures are Psalms 1, 1 through 4. Blessed, happy, listen. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We can stop right there. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, God's law, does he meditate day and night. Listen, and he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. You can seek counsel, and before you know it, you have gotten incorrect counsel. Because everyone will not give you godly counsel. You have to be careful and mindful of whom. And you can measure them by this right here. I'm just saying. Psalms 22, starting at the 22nd chapter. Subtitle, Praise and Worship the Lord. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither has he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nation shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be counted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he has done this. Amen. Psalms 24:7-10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God is good. God is good. God is good. Our God is good. Oh, yes, he is. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Now, I would like for us to really think about this. as we read it, think about it. Think about it. I'm going to the wrong one. I know better than that one. We kind of get wrapped up in my own little world. If my world is good, then everything is all right. But that's not the case. Listen, now we understand the surroundings of this scripture, but it is applicable to all of us, and it is for all of us. Hallelujah. 7:13, going to the 14th verse. And God says, listen, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. Think about it. Let that fat be saturate. Meditate. We can't think that we are perfect and God should and God order. You know, he ought to do this. Well, I don't have to do that. Yes, you do. You have to ask for forgiveness. You're not perfect in a complete total. Now, there's a scripture says that you won't sin because his seed lies within you. But you'll make some bad errors from time to time, some decisions, because we have a tendency to rush in and do things without considering God first. Amen? So we want to always be right. So we want to enter into his presence. And when we enter into his presence, we're covered with the blood of Jesus. And we have made ourselves cleansed. Hallelujah. And we can't do it. But what I mean by that, we have gone to him and asked him to forgive us from any and all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Now, remember this, everyone, a child, a student, in the corporate, wherever you are, this is good. Church, wherever. Proverbs 29, starting at the 11th verse. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Listen. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Don't share everything. Amen. That's your scripture right there. Hallelujah. 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 Keep things to yourself. You don't have to be, my mom used to say, a raveler, telling everything. Everything is not for everyone. Keep it to yourself. Hallelujah. Until afterwards. Afterwards. Amen. Hallelujah. I think that's self-explanatory. You don't really need to go any further with that. Just some wisdom. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We thank you for your goodness, your kindness, sweet Father. Thank you, we glorify you. We exalt, we extol you. There is none like you. Hallelujah. You are the great and mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Nothing is hidden from thee, O God. Hallelujah. No secret is hidden from you, Almighty God. You are the God who reveals truth to your people. Holy Ghost, have your way with us. Have your way in our lives, giving us understanding, knowledge, comforting those that need comforting, and securing those that need securing. Hallelujah. We just thank you. We praise you. We rest in you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're the God that heals, knowing that you're the God that provides, knowing besides you there is nothing, none other. Thank you, thank you. You're the God who fights for your people. Thank you that we have the apple of your eye. Hallelujah. Thank you that you lead us, Holy Ghost, into praise and worship. Huh? That's pleasing to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For how you fill our mouths with words this morning, Almighty God, that we may not sin against thee. Speaking at the right time. Hallelujah. Covering us, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, but filling our mouths with words to say, hallelujah, that can also change the life of someone, and they won't glorify us, but they will glorify you, Almighty God. Thank you for healing those that are sick. Hallelujah. Glory. Remember our youth, Almighty God. Oh, you didn't bring them here to be carried away, hallelujah, by the enemy. You brought them here for purpose. So we declare and decree, God, that they will perform the task that you have sent them on this earth for your glory. Huh? Thank you for turning things around, Almighty God. Ah, thank you for clearing the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the hemisphere around them. Thank you for making changes easy, Almighty God, keeping them strong and mighty for you and your glory and your purpose. Oh, God, we thank you. We glorify you. God, I'm Almighty God. Send help from the sanctuary. And we thank you for your angels that you have given each one of us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you for our angels going forth, Almighty God, surrounding, ministering, hallelujah, protecting, hallelujah. Thank you for your chariots of fire, Almighty God. Ramakusha karada. Glory be to your name. We thank you. We exalt you this day. Hallelujah. Thank you for granting traveling mercy, peace, shalom this day. We receive it. Hallelujah. In every area of our life. Thank you for favor with you and favor with me. Hallelujah. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for this day. Hallelujah. A day that we can glorify you. Hallelujah. And feel your holy presence surrounding us. And Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. He loves us. And we thank him for his love. Hallelujah. I'd like to make a quick announcement, like an invitation, really, for you to come and join us whenever you can. And if you don't have a church home, that you would consider coming and seeing if our places, our ministry is where God is leading you. Always pray first. We are gathering the Harvest International Ministries, and we're at 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. And we're there every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. We would be so, so honored to have you come and worship the Lord, to be encouraged and strengthened. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Again, we're at 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 303 is the zip. God bless you so much for that prayer, to see if God is allowing you or giving you permission to come. Always pray, always pray, always ask God if this is what He wants. That's the most important thing. Remember, God, pleasing God, is what is right. And we pray about everything. Scripture says, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we want a path that is orchestrated and directed by the Almighty God. It's just the way to go. Hallelujah. Now, a wonderful scripture. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't want to be in a rush when I read these two scriptures to you. But I also would like to share this with you. That is, we really, really, really need to take prayer serious. We really, 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 so much is happening. And we cannot do it unless, we can't make it unless we begin to really pray and seek God and ask God to make the necessary changes. We had such a wonderful service on last Sunday, and one of the thread that came out of the service was obedience to God. Obey. Obey God, saints. We can do things that we think feel good, seem right, but no, it must be right. It must be right with God. Just because it feels right does not make it right. Hallelujah. Just because it seems right does not make it right. Listen to this, and then I'll do our other closing scripture. Listen, Isaiah 50, starting at the 10th verse. Who is among thee that feareth the Lord, that obey the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. 11. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compress yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the spark that you have kindled. This shall ye have of my hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Don't think that because it feels good, it's got to be right with God. That is not so. You're fooling yourself. You need to make sure you're right. Hallelujah. Jude 1. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace. This is Pastor Margaret Lee wishing you a wonderful, blessed day until we meet again at the appointed place at the appointed time. God bless.